epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The idea behind the Terry McLaurin versus the team standoff, I think for most people, is that the team has all of the leverage. And it is unquestioned that they have most of it. I think you could say that without trepidation. But here's the part of this that isn't really being talked about at all. This assumption that eventually he's just got a post. And I'm as guilty as everyone of assuming that's the case.
It's my big point, I would say. It's kind of like my hammer. And I'm probably overstating the importance of that or the impact that's going to have. But that's kind of the thing I keep coming back to anytime we have this discussion.
Well, it's everybody's big point, because let's face it, there's only one way this ends, basically, in everybody's mind. If he doesn't get a deal, he tucks his tail between his legs begrudgingly and at some point shows back up. Now, if he waits until the last possible second to accrue a football season, he could miss several games and still come back in season, have to get back into shape and then play half of the year or whatever. But to your point, Danny, nobody thinks he's going to do that. And nobody thinks that's how this ends. But I just keep hearing this idea of, essentially, well, the team doesn't have to do anything. All they've got to do is just keep turning the calendar to the next day, and eventually McLaurin is going to come back. True. I do think that. I agree with that. But isn't there something to be said for a leverage from McLaurin's standpoint that we have not talked a lot about, which is go watch a practice.
Yeah.
Open to fans tomorrow, although I guess you have to have a ticket, and there's only 3 open practices, so if you didn't get your tickets in the first 6 minutes, it's too late, which is awful that the NFL and the Commanders do that now, but it's where we are. But when the practices are open tomorrow, if you're there, watch the receiving room. You know, watch how they stack up against Washington's corners. The last several days when I've been out there, corners have the advantage. Without Terry McLaurin, you've got a banged-up version of Noah Brown. Debo is not a traditional wideout, every single down, out wide, or in the slot. He's all over the place. So if you're talking about just traditional wide receivers that are fully healthy right now and on the practice field, Michael Gallup, who was good a bunch of years ago for the Cowboys, Luke McCaffrey, who caught under 20 balls as a rookie last year, Jalen Lane, a rookie this season who caught a few dozen passes in his college career at Virginia Tech, K.J. Osborne, who was on and off of practice squads in the NFL, kind of on the waiver wire last year, Chris Moore, who's been in and out of organizations, scrap heap, practice squad the last couple of seasons, and then a couple of camp hopefuls, you know, camp body roster hopefuls that have impressed in moments like Ja'Cory Brooks or Mike Strachan, who mossed somebody in the end zone at a practice I was at a couple of days ago. That's the wide receiver room. I got news for you. That's some leverage for Terry McLaurin if this team actually thinks it's really good, if they, Danny, assume that they have a chance to get back deep in the playoffs to an NFC championship game or a divisional round, because they cannot do that without him.
Agreed. Yeah, the counter to the counter, because you're right. Everything you're saying is correct. The only way for Terry to get what he wants is to go on a football version of a hunger strike, right? If you do damage to yourself and your rep and your ability to sign and your ability to earn what you want to earn and get what you think is coming your way is deserved, is you're damaging the team by damaging you. If you're willing to go full Le'Veon Bell, yeah, the team's worse off. If that's what you want to do, you can, you know, all of your brothers and all the guys that you've bled and sweated and worked through and everybody that's on your side, you're letting them all down to go on this hunger strike just to prove to the team that they're the big bad guy or the organization, the front office, whomever you want to put the finger at. He can do all that damage to himself and make the team worse. That is 100% true. That's on the table if that's how he wants to play it. My view on that is it's so disincentivized and so silly, frankly, for a player who would like to be paid, who'd like to earn what he thinks is worth, to go down that road, given the way the CBA is. It's a fool's errand, but it is on the table. And you're right. I mean, he has that leverage in the sense that you can't do what you want without me. So you've got it, even though I'm under contract and I owe you another year and you guys owe me money based on that, if I don't live up to that contract, you know, watch what happens to your dreams. Watch what happens to the second season of Jaden Daniels and all the goodwill and all the cultural impact that Dan Quinn and Adam Peters and everybody has had. I will light fire to it. Even though it's my own fortune too, I'll ruin you guys' thing while I'm ruining my own.
The Joker.
Exactly. That's what I think of.
You're right. You're 100% right. He ain't the Joker. He's not throwing the match on the dollar bills. But I'm saying we at least have to acknowledge.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That we are assuming we don't know. Everyone's speaking as if it's a certainty, because it's common sense enough that it feels that way.
Yep.
But it is still an assumption until he shows back up. And I guess my point is, it's the one part of this I haven't heard talked about enough, is that they really need him to play if they're going to be what they want to be on offense overall. The damage done to the passing game, to your offensive scheme, to Jaden Daniels' development, the single most important thing in this entire organization, the sun in their solar system, is significant if Terry McLaurin is not out there. And because we all just assume at some point he's got to be there, we go, oh, it'll take care of itself. But in the meantime, I think it just needs to be acknowledged that when I hear, I think it was EB earlier today that said, like, They don't need to budge 1 cent, 1 penny. And his point is well taken. I totally understand that. You've kind of said the same thing.
I have, yeah, for sure.
They don't have to do anything. Just keep looking at the calendar and saying, all right, well, maybe tomorrow he'll admit defeat. Okay. But the secret that nobody wants to talk about is if he isn't playing in week one, your chance of beating the Giants gets a lot worse. You might still beat them because they're terrible, but thank God it's the Giants. You know, if you were playing Pittsburgh or you were playing Kansas City or you were playing a grown-up like Green Bay or Minnesota or Detroit, you might need him actually to get over the top. Yeah. He's the difference between being able to go out and score 30 or maybe scoring 22.
And it, like they pushed the Giants around last year when they were good. I mean, they had two really competitive, awkward games with them. Very NFC East of you. You're totally right.
But if we're going to tally this up, I guess that this would be my final thought on this. If we're going to say the CBA is currently constructed works against him, $23 million a year Cortland Sutton signed for yesterday hurts him. Having a year of term left on his contract hinders him. Okay. Then we also have to say Washington needing him to win games helps him.
Yes.
And that the Commanders risking an 11 personnel grouping with Osborne and Moore in week one sure as hell is some leverage. Like the idea that he's got zero, I don't know if we can keep saying that.
I think you're right. I mean, to me, again, I've applied common sense and I've applied reasoning and I've applied knowing the person, right? Like, or just naming a receiver. Antonio Brown doing some sort of self-sabotage before he you know, it got this bad, but while still in Pittsburgh, that would fit the player. Brandon Ayuk not signing until the end of August last year after going on Instagram Live saying, I want to play somewhere else and I don't like these guys, whatever. Doing some self-sabotage, that fits. It doesn't fit for me with McLaurin. This guy that he's been for so long, transforming into this cartoon villain that will ruin this season and his friends and teammates and everybody, just in the name of proving this point.
But did his image fit with him being
no.
at Eastern Motors?
It did not.
Did it fit with him holding out?
No.
One of two players in the NFL that is right now?
No.
Did it fit with him every single day, basically
putting on this little show and hanging out with his agent and stuff?
I was going to say twisting the knife a little bit more and more from Adam Peters' front office standpoint, where you walk out to the chanting and sign your autographs for 45 minutes and, you know, have your public interaction with your agent? Because, again, it's not going over very well on the front office side of that building.
No, that would not be in the typical bits of character for him. I would say this is an exceptional circumstance.
Right, but so would not playing.
So would not playing. And that would be to the nth degree. That would be more than that goes from Terry McLaurin irritated, trying to agitate for a better deal, to downright selfish diva that doesn't care what burns as long as he gets his way.
See, I would never view it as selfish diva that doesn't care what burns. I would just say it's business. It's gotten personal. And this is him standing up for himself. But I would say that here's the difference. What he's doing now is not financial, like, ruination, so to speak. He showed back up because it was really bad for his financial situation to stay away. So he's there now, and the financial part can't be affected again until, you know, you don't accrue a season. The reason I think me and you and everybody else assumes that eventually he would show up in season is because you have to be on the team enough for him to actually get to credit for the year, not to mention to get your checks for playing football, but that way you get to the market to get paid again or get tagged or whatever it is this coming off season. But let's open up the phones on this at 800-636-1067. Our listener lines are there for you. If you've heard, like I have, this idea that the team is not going to budge, they don't need to budge, there's no reason for them to bend the knee at all, do you agree with that? First off, 800-636-1067, that eventually he'll come to them. Because I think most of us, that's kind of the deep assumption in the back of the head, is like, it'd be nice if they met in the middle, but if someone has to go to the other person's zip code, the team's not traveling to McLaurin's neighborhood. But when you look at that wide receiver room, what are they without him? Can you make the case that they don't need him on the field to be a prolific passing offense? Is there some version of this room, sans McLaurin, early this year? Brown, Debo, Gallup, McCaffrey, Lane, Moore, Osborne, where you say, yeah, they're good enough without McLaurin. Because it seems like that is the ultimate leverage when they've built this room around you.
Mm-hmm.
And without you, you go from above average group to well below average.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.